And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Singer Lisa Marie Presley, Elvis's only daughter and a dedicated keeper of her father's legacy, died Thursday after being hospitalized for a medical emergency. Her death was confirmed by her mother, Priscilla. Lisa Marie told the Associated Press several years ago she was affected all her career by Elvis's music.
I've been there all my life, so it's not something that I now listen to and it's different. Although, you know, I might listen closer, or, but I've remained consistent on the fact that I've always been an admirer. He's always influenced me.
Lisa Marie Presley was 54 years old. Hundreds of migrants are fleeing Cuba and Haiti by sea to Florida, but most of them are being sent back. We get more on the story from the AP's Ben Thomas.
The Coast Guard says it's returned another 177 Cuban migrants caught off Florida's coast earlier this month back to Cuba. Meanwhile, a group of 25 Haitians who fled the turmoil in their country aboard a sailboat swam ashore near downtown Miami. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says they've been taken into custody, while others still aboard the boat were being processed by federal officials at sea. That typically means they're returned to their home countries. Increasing numbers of Cuban and Haitian migrants have been attempting the risky Florida State's crossing in recent months. I'm Ben Thomas.
A close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday suggested confiscating property and assets of Russians who discredit the country's armed forces and oppose the war in Ukraine. The Speaker of the Russian Duma said current measures such as fines for those who speak out against what Moscow calls a special military operation in Ukraine were not strict enough. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japanese prosecutors on Friday indicted the man suspected of killing former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, according to the Yomiuri Uri newspaper. Nara's District Public Prosecutor's Office indicted Tetsuya Yamagami on murder charges as well as for violating gun laws after concluding a roughly six-month psychiatric evaluation, according to the report. Yamagami had been arrested on the spot on July 8th after allegedly shooting Abe following a campaign speech. He reportedly had a grudge against the controversial Unification Church for impoverishing his family as it persuaded his mother to donate more than $770,000 and blame Abe for promoting the religious organization. Hundreds of Mogadishu residents attended a rally Thursday called by the government to protest against the militant group Al-Shabaab. President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud was greeted by cheers from those who attended the rally and vowed to protect the people of Somalia. Al-Shabaab has been waging an insurgency against Somalia's government since 2007 with the aim of enforcing its strict interpretation of Islamic law. A new study says Exxon's Mobil's scientists were remarkably accurate in their predictions about global warming, but at the same time, the company made the public statements that contradicted its scientists' conclusions. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The study in the journal Science looked at research that Exxon had funded. The research forecast global warming with precision equal to or better than government and academic scientists. This was during the same time that the oil giant publicly doubted that global warming was real and dismissed the accuracy of climate models. Exxon says its understanding of climate change evolved over the years and that critics are misunderstanding its earlier research. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Japan plans to start releasing more than a million tons of treated water from the crippled Fukushima nuclear power plant into the ocean this year. According to a top government official speaking on Friday, the plan has been endorsed by the International Atomic Energy Agency, but the government will wait for a comprehensive report by the UN watchdog before the release, according to that official. Cooling systems at the plant were overwhelmed when a massive undersea earthquake triggered a tsunami back in 2011, causing the worst nuclear accident since Chernobyl. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting VOA News.